limited obeisances.
Sharma Nadi, Bhagavad Gita class.
My most worshipable Diksha Guru
Hong
Day,
Kong, April 15th.
Om Vishnu Pad, Astho Tira Sati Shri Shima Chula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先我向我的好启迪灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad, Astho Tira Shishu Ikalila Bhapsha Om Vishnu Pad, Astho Tira Shishima Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花种的自己的好虔诚的礼拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances and the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shikshu Gurudev.Om Vishnu Pad, Stotra Sati Shri Shiman Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj.
那么我也向我的训示灵性的上师 Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Stotra Sri Shiman Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Gosai Maharaj 的莲花主顶拜。
To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees.
也向好师徒传系的所有的那个导师以及呢在座的好这个奉献者顶拜。
Can you please make an announcement to all the devotees who are taking prasadam、mm. that they can take it in the back here so that they can easily hear rather than take it way down there?
Alibo, Alibo, 北京的奉献者，你们可以在屋子里面呢荣耀prasadam，然后呢可以听课，在屋子里面哈，在那个帐篷里面，在帐篷里面荣耀prasadam。
在外，在外面。
We're sorry that the class started so late, and we know that you have to leave by 9, so there's no reason that you should have to miss the class to take prasadam. You can double it up.
那么因为大家离的话要离开呢，就是说因为我们课开的比较晚一点，大家要离开哈，所以呢就是说大家就合在一起啊，我们要prasadam和听课。你们十点钟走可以吗？差不多吧，下午三点钟的飞机火车。
We don't take prasadam in front of the deities, but as you can see, the deities' curtain is closed, so to speak.
那么呢，我们一般呢不在那神像面前哈荣耀prasadam，但是今天呢神像呢已经这个关上门。
Now you may be wondering why I have this vase of flowers next to me.
你们可能想知道哈我为什么把这一盆花抬在我身边。
Don't worry, it's not to decorate me.
并不是为了哈装饰我。
I remember back in 1969 when I first started doing paintings for Srila Prabhupada's books.
那么当时哈，我记起1969年的时候呢，我首次为呢哈圣帕帕的书呢，就是画画。
I copied an Indian print of Mother Yasoda with a stick looking for Krishna.
那么我当时呢哈，就临摹哈一幅画呢，就印度的画，就是Yasoda妈妈呢，拿了一个棍子哈，准备打 Krishna。
Krishna is about 3 years old.
那么当时 Krishna 呢哈，才那三岁那么大。
And he's standing on a grinding mortar, reaching up to a pot of butter or yogurt that looks like one of those red Chinese decorations.
那么哈 ，Krishna 的话呢，当时的话就站在那个研磨哈上面。准备呢去够那个哈挂着那个奶罐哈，就像我们的灯笼一样。
So he and Balaram are stealing the butter, and they're distributing the butter to the monkeys.
那么呢，他与巴拉姆一起哈，把那奶油哈偷过来呢，就分给那些的猴子。
And the monkeys' faces and hands are all full of the butter.
所以呢，这猴子哈的手和那脸的话都布满了这些奶油。
So it was a small painting, just about that size.
那么就有一幅小画哈，就这么大的一个尺寸。
And Prabhupada held up the painting to all the devotees sitting in his room.
当时呢，帕帕德呢把这幅画呢哈举起来哈，对着呢所有的哈在座的这个奉献者说。
And he said, Krishna is teaching here. Don't stop.
那么呢哈，他说呢 ，Krishna 呢在这里哈教导我们哈，不要卡住了哈，你不要卡在某个地方。
Distribute everything as Krishna prasadam.
那把一切哈派发出去，就像呢哈 Krishna prasadam 一样。
So when Vasanti and I were in the Philippines.Couple of months ago,
那么Vasanti哈弟弟弟我呢哈，就是说几个月前呢，在菲律宾。
We saw that every day the devotees were offering very beautiful and fragrant flowers to the deities.
我们发现哈，每天呢，奉献者呢哈都供奉那些呢非常香哈、非常漂亮的花给那个神像。
And this was going on for a few days, and whenever the offering was finished, they would put the flowers on the ledge of the temple.
When the ledge.
On a table in temple.
那么哈，在呢供奉完后的话呢哈，这些花呢会放在呢哈一个呢桌子上。
So after a few days, we made an announcement to the devotees that, so today we're going to be distributing these flowers as Krishna prasadam.
那么有天呢，我们就对那奉献者宣布了哈，他说今天我们要把那这个花呢，当做菩萨怎么样派发出去。
So the devotees went around the neighborhood and distributed the flowers.
所以呢，哈，这奉献者呢，去到呢邻居哈这些呢，家里面呢，哈，派发呢这个菩萨的这个花朵。
That made friends with the neighbors. Plus, the flowers that were offered to Krishna are not ordinary flowers.
那么这呢，哈，可以呢与呢，哈，邻居呢，就是说呢，友好相处了。那么也是哈，这个。因为这花朵供奉给 Krishna， 它已经是菩萨的。
They're transcendentally powerful。
那么它们就不是普通的花朵，而是有超然的力量。
They're now spiritual。
然后被灵性化了。
And anyone who smells them is engaged in devotional service。
那么任何人闻这个花朵哈，都呢是属于呢从事于灵性啊、这个服务。
King Ambarish, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, engaged his nose.His sense of smelling and smelling the incense and flowers offered to the Buddha.
所以呢，像安巴里舍那君的话呢，哈，他作为主的一个奉献者，他也是用鼻子呢去闻那些已经供奉给主的这个香啊，还有花。
So I have a humble request that when you leave here today, all of you take as many flowers as you can carry along with your luggage.
所以呢，我哈请求大家，如果呢，这个行李允许的话，哈，可以呢将这些花朵哈带走。
And give them out to all the non-devotees.
然后呢，把它给哈奉献者。
On the way back to China.
去呢哈，在你回家的路上哈，给他们。
So, this is the last one I'm throwing. So, that way everybody will get Sukriti.
因为这种方式哈，每个人都得到 Sukriti.
And they'll start their devotional road back to Godhead.
那么他们也开始哈，就是说呢。启动他们呢，这个呢，哈，这个奉爱之路。
I'm not going to give any more out now because then the class will be stopped.
现在不会再因为等下完课后呢，大家去可以拿哈。
But when the class is over, you can all come and take as many flowers as you can carry.
但是呢，哈，如果呢下完课后，大家可以把一些花哈取走，那么原图呢哈送给一些人哈。
And then there are so many beautifully fragrant flowers over there.
还有一些香很香的花哈，百合。
Fantastically fragrant flowers right out front.
还有呢，前面呢，刚才我们那前面哈一大桶。
Because all these flowers were put here for the pleasure of Sri Guru.
因为呢，这些花呢放在这个地方哈，我们节日期间呢，为了哈取悦呢 Sri Guru.
Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. Krishna Anusilanam. Krishna means Krishna as God and Krishna as God's manifestation in the form of Guru.
那么呢哈 ，Krishna 呢，就是说呢。也作为神哈，那么他也有个掌势呢哈，就是咕噜了哈。
Before you go, is he going right now?
No, they're all going together.
Huh? No, no. Are you leaving right now?
你现在就走了？
我深圳1点钟的火车。
哦。1:00 train in 深圳是要
Can you wait another 15 minutes?
15分钟能行吗
？Can you wait another 10 or 15 minutes?
10分钟。Oh, this is 8:31 past
okay,
five.
So take some flowers with you.
他说你带上一点花走。
And what city are you going to?
Hangzhou.
Hangzhou. Can you take some books with you too?
能不能带一点书走
if you were wondering why all these books are on my lap here, it's just to give to you all.
这些书呢哈，都大家呢每个人带一些回去哈。
Please bring these books back to your city.
回去你们城市。
Give them out to people that you meet.
就是说你遇到的人哈，派给他们。
Don't get arrested or anything. But in a secret way, give them out to the people that you meet.
可以给那些人哈，去派发这些书。
And they'll begin their plan.
然后他们也可以开始他们的路程哈。
Okay.
阿里波，祝你一路顺风哈，阿里波。
Now the rest of you can also take some from the back there as you leave.
可以带一点花走，沿途送给那些人。
Somehow or other, stick it in your bag.
可以。
But one thing is, don't hold Krishna upside down. You see how the books are upside down?
Krishna 不能够反过来哈，要
look in your hand and see how the books are upside down. The books are non-different from Krishna.
那我们要知道哈，书呢跟 Krishna 是没有分别的。
And they're non-different from Srila Gurudev.
那么跟 Krishna Gurudev 也没有分别。
So always hold in such a very respectful way.
所以呢，要以恭敬的哈心态。
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 一路顺风哈，阿里哥。
Okay.See you in Hangzhou.
Okay, so everybody, if you can take it, not now because you're not leaving this minute.
现在呢不能不能。
Because then it'll just be a free for all if I start giving out flowers. But when you leave, I think you're all not leaving until 9:00.
你们9点钟那样走是吗？ 北京的几点钟
？Right. Okay. So please take as many flowers as you can. You can give it to people on the bus, on the train, everywhere.
If they throw the flower, then what? Because sunflower is already, you know, sunflower already not so good.
All right. Only take the good ones.
那么你们带好一点的花走哈，因为呢，如果你给那些已经快凋谢的花，让人家扔掉的话呢，不太好。
People will feel offended if you give them a wilted flower.
如果你给那些花呢已经快谢的话呢，人家会觉得很冒犯哈。
And there are a lot of good ones left.
把那好的花带走哈。
Second thing.
待会儿。He wants books for the teaching.
I will. Now I'm going to give everybody books. Can you call out which cities you're from?
They're from Beijing, mainly.
All from Beijing?
But she can preach to another area.
Beijing is a big city, isn't
it?
Yeah. Vasanta, can you get the rest of the Chinese books on the table? Okay, so now I'm going to give you all some books.
那么好，大家带一点书走。
So, these books...
Latika.
These books are
he wants to preach in the other regions. No, in Hebei province.
These books are not for stocking. I'm not going to give any books out for anybody who's just going to stock the books.
这些书要流通的不能够呢送给你们手上你就放在那里啊。
Okay, so everybody has to make a promise.
所以每个人从我这里拿书
呢，
要承诺就说你们拿到的书要派出去
Following in the footsteps of Krishna giving the butter to the monkeys.
就像Krishna 把那奶油给那些这些呢猴子一样。
Okay, so who else will promise to give out books?
谁还可以承诺可以派书的，可以呢拿书去派。
Who designed these books? Was it Uttam Krishna Prabhu?
Yes.
These are the most beautiful books I've ever seen.
那么这些书都是非常漂亮的设计的。
But these ones I think are just for devotees.
这些呢，灵修机密呢只是给奉献者派其他小书呢可以给那些就是说呢一般起步的人的反派的新人。
Because I think these books are about rules and regulations.
Now this is the Bajanarhasya, small one.
Bajanarhasya, great.
Because
good
day's
lecture. For everybody, fantastic.
那也是可以给别人
So you can all take some
way of love, some way of love for him. For her.
Oh, great.
Way of love,
Where's way? Here's way of love. There's some for everybody. Who else will promise to distribute?
谁呢？还承诺可以派书的，可以来领书。每一样都给一点给你。
Okay.Who else will promise to distribute books? You don't have to get any money for them.
I say Essence of Gita can give more to them.
Okay.
Latika, 你还可以带一点吗 ？Latika, 你还可以多带一点吗
？Latika,
one more, some more. More to her. Yeah, because she.
Santa can help. But then we need some for somebody
else. 爱知道More.
Santa is giving up more. Santa has more. Okay, I know you all feel very empowered now by Gurudev's mercy.
因为呢，孤单人子大家应该呢，就是说呢，授权你们去传教，去呢传播他的使命每个人呢都可以做的。
Okay. So now does everybody who wants books got have books?
每个人想要派书的都拿到书了吗？
Okay. Don't forget to take flowers.
不要忘记把花拿走把花拿走对。
Share them with each other.
可以互相就是说呢，分享。还有别的花大家可以扎成一团呢，就带走。把那些百合什么都拿走。
Now I'll tell you a secret. Okay. I'm going to tell everybody a secret now.
我告诉你们一个秘密。
Are you ready for the secret?
准备好吗
？Okay. Now Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, right?
Krishna 是自尊性格神手。
Is everybody listening?
有没有人在听课啊
？What's the matter?
不要那么早的。你们下午三点钟的火车，十点钟走就行了。九点半是吧？9:30 they're leaving, so they can have some class here.
Yes, okay, we're going to have some class. I'm going to tell you.
所以我们现在上课
The secret.
现在先不要管这个，还要上课，九点半你们才走的。She want to take flower. I said later.
There's so many flowers. There's so many flowers that you can take.
有很多花呢，大家都可以拿走的。
Okay, so now here's the secret. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, right?
那么呢 ，Krishna 是至尊幸福神手。
And all his parts and parcels.
我们都是他的一部分。
Right? So this is one hand. This is a part and parcel of my body. This is another hand. This is a foot, right?
那么呢，这是我的一只手哈，是呢手的一半。
All the parts of my body. Their only business. Is everybody listening? The only business of the different parts of the body. All the books are distributed. Nothing left on the table. Who else wants books?
谁还想要派书的？
哦，
那个 Champalata.
Okay.
Champalata can take some. The main picture also.
By the way, anybody, just to let you know about this essence of the Gita, Srila Prabhupada established.
Que moto Champalata.
Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna consciousness movement in the West, in 50 countries all around the world, on the basis of Bhagavad Gita.
那么当时是帕帕德哈在全世界传教的话呢？以这个博迦梵歌为基础，在50个国家哈开展这个传教活动。
Bhagavad Gita is the ABC of spiritual life.
那么呢哈，博迦梵歌呢是呢哈我们这个布什布卖的这个哈这个 ABC。
We don't want to put Krishna's flowers on the floor.
因为我们现在不派，万一你放在地上，这个话。We want your photos.
Okay.
Too many distractions.
Yeah, too many distractions.So it's not an ordinary thing if you give the essence of Bhagavad Gita to people.
所以呢，你要把
好。Did you get any books yet?
你拿到书了吗
？What country are you going to?
Beijing, also Beijing, totally of Beijing.
But they're not going to the same block. They all live in different different sections of the. So you're all getting books now to distribute to your friends and family members and people that you meet.
每个人哈都拿一几本书哈去派给人哈身边的人。
So here's the secret.
那么这是现在是秘密。
See my hands and my legs and all the different parts of my body. They never claim that I have to do everything myself. As opposed to this hand or this leg. This hand is always trying to help this leg. Like if this leg has an itch, a mosquito bite, it immediately goes to scratch it.
那么哈，我们的手的话呢，哈，是我们的一部分，它从来不会抱怨说它哈，它做的太，它什么事都做哈。而是呢，很自动的哈、哦。如果呢，这个脚痒的话呢，都会去搔痒哈、哦，都帮忙。
If this foot wants to walk for the service of the whole body，
如果这只脚哈、哦、要呢去走路哈、哦，为了整个身体
，then this hand doesn't say sorry， I have my own service。
那么这个手并不说呢哈、哦，我有我自己的服务哈、哦，我帮不了你啊。
But this hand immediately puts on the shoes of the foot so that it can walk。
而是呢哈、哦，他立即呢拿一个鞋子哈、哦、来给这个脚呢穿上。
So similarly。We should all see each other as different parts of the body of Krishna or Gurudev and Prabhupada.
那么呢，我们哈，同样的，我们把自己的话呢，都看成了哈 ，Krishna 或者呢 ，Guru 或者是帕帕德的身体的，就是一部分嘛。
So we see all other devotees as equal to ourselves.
所以呢，我们把每个奉献者哈，看成呢是跟我们是平等的。
As non-different from ourselves.
哦，跟我们自己呢哈没有分别。
Lord Kapiladev told his mother Devahuti. You heard that.Conversation a few nights ago.
那么几天前呢哈，大家在网课的时候呢，都听了哈这个 Kapila Dev 主 Kapila 对他母亲 Devahuti 的教导。
That if anybody makes any distinction between himself and another on the basis of material consideration,
如果任何人哈基于这个物质的这个考虑哈，物质层面的考虑，而将自己哈与别人呢有这个分别心哈，有这个呢区别的话
，then his performance of fire sacrifice to please me is like throwing the grains in the ashes instead of in the fire.
那么呢，他呢对我所做的祭祀火祭的话呢，哈，就像呢把那个五谷哈扔到那个灰里面去哈，不是火里面。
So therefore, we always try to help each other in each other's service to Gurudev and Prabhupada.
所以呢，我们在哈对 Gurudev 和 帕玛德的服务之中的话呢，我们是互相帮忙的哈，互相帮助的。
Suppose I have a bunch of flowers.
就像我现在有一把花。
And somebody else doesn't have any flowers.
其他人没有吗？手上没有。
Then I shouldn't think, well, wow, I got all the flowers and they didn't.
那么不应该想哈，我现在有一大把花了哈，而别人没有。
Rather, I want to give them flowers so they can also, distribute Krishna consciousness through the flower prasadam.
而呢哈，我也应该哈把这个花呢哈分派给他们，让他们去哈派发这个呢
prasadam. So that's the secret that will make you all successful in your Krishna consciousness.
那么这也是我们哈在 Krishna 自觉修行成功的哈一个秘密，也就帮助别人哈以呢帮助自己。
So before I begin the Bhagavad Gita overview, does anybody have any questions?
在我现在讲的这个博迦梵歌这个概论的时候呢，大家有没有问题提的？
Maharaj?
I've come to the conclusion that we have to go back to basics and teach ourselves and devotees basic things like the other person is never the cause of my suffering or distress, my mind is the cause, because it's very easy to treat the mind, but we cannot change the other person. What I'm asking, are there any shlokas in the Gita or otherwise that are telling this directly like this?
那么哈，给你们哈吉呢提了一个问题，就是说了哈，我们呢现在应该从了哈最基本的东西做起，包括我们自己，还有呢哈就是其他奉献者也好。那么其中我们昨天讲到一个命题呢，就是说呢，我们自己的痛苦和快乐实际上不是由别人导致的，而是我们自己的心意哈导致的。那么的话呢，有没有相关的哈这个博迦梵歌的师姐呢提到类似这些东西呢，让我们好学习这方面的技巧哈
？When Gurudev arrived in Mawilambar a few years ago.
那么几年前哈 ，Gurudev 呢去到呢 Wilambar 哈 ，is Australia，
呀，
在澳大利亚哈一个城市。
He told the devotees that you should always keep. This was his arrival address. You should always keep these three verses in your heart.
他说呢，你要把哈这三个世界呢放在你心里面。
One verse was the verse that Shripad Giri Maharaj just quoted.
那么呢，其中一个世界呢是当时哈就是刚才迪瑞玛哈拉吉提到
Tatenu kampam shushumikshamanam that one should not blame anybody else if I'm suffering in any way.
如果任何人在任何方式就受苦的话呢，不要指责别人。
I am the cause of my own suffering due to my past sins and offenses.
实际上我们应该明白因为我过往的罪孽我的那些呢冒犯等等，导致我现在呢这种痛苦的处境。
And by not treating others with love and kindness.
不要呢对别人呢失去爱心和情感。
And therefore, Krishna is making a situation where I'm not being treated with kindness. So I'm the one that started the whole thing.
所以的话呢 ，Krishna 让我不受到呢善待，那么实际上是我导致的事情问题。
This is called taking responsibility for all situations and all relationships.Rather than thinking that I'm the victim.
那么这就意味着哈，我们在所有的关系哈，与人的关系和所有的环境之中的话呢，去担负一种责任，而不是哈让自己只是单纯的成为一个受害者。
So one of the verses that Gurudev said to keep in the heart is the verse that Giri Maharaj mentioned.
所以呢，有一个师姐呢 ，Gurudev 要你们哈要记在心里面的，就是呢刚才 Giri Maharaj 提到的。
That thinking that whatever suffering that I'm experiencing is the mercy of the Lord, given to me.Due to the reaction of my sinful activities and offensive activities and unkind activities.
那么的话，如果我受的任何苦头的话呢，都要知道这是主的仁慈哈，也是因为我过往的哈这些呢，罪恶的活动或是不友善的活动不友善的行为呀，一些业报哈等等呢导致的。
And we know that the kindest act to others is to give them Krishna consciousness.
我们也知道哈，最友善的行为哈，最大的善举的话呢，是呢哈给别人呢赐予给别人呢哈这 Krishna 自觉。
Because in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is delineating the good qualities of a devotee.
那么在呢哈圣典就《博迦梵歌》里面呢第十六章呢 ，Krishna 讲到了哈奉献者的这个呢哈品质。
And one of them is non-violence.
那么其中一个品质呢是非暴力。
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that if one is not giving Krishna consciousness to others.He's committing violence.
那么在哈教子里面呢，圣帕帕的提到了哈，如果一个人呢没有给予别人哈这个呢 ，Krishna 自觉的话呢，他就属于呢哈行为暴粗暴了暴力，行使暴力。
So this verse, Tatenu kampam shushumikshamanam, it stated that one knowing that I'm the cause of all my distress.
那么这个世界实际上提到了哈，我才是我受苦的本因哈，最终极的原因。
And that distress is ultimately coming from Krishna himself as mercy.
那么这个痛苦的话呢，也最终极来自 Krishna 哈，这是出于一种仁慈。
To teach me to be humble, to teach me not to commit any sins and offenses anymore.
那么他教导我们要去哈谦卑哦，叫我呢不要再犯错哦，不要再呢冒犯，不要呢就从事呢罪恶活动等等。
Then in that suffering, I increase the offering of my words, my mind, and my body with great enthusiasm to the Supreme Lord through the Guru.
那么在这种的话痛苦之中的话呢，我增加我自己哈，对于呢 Guru 或 Krishna 哈，身口意方面的哈，这种呢供奉，也就是呢，我用这种系统来服务他们。
And one who does that becomes a rightful heir to the kingdom of God.
那么那些能够做到这点的人哈，就成为呢神的王国哈，这个有资格的哈，这个呢，就是人选。
So Shripad Giri Maharaj asked if there's any verses in the Bhagavad Gita that talk about that.
那么呢 ，Shripad Giri Maharaj 提到的哈，在《国在梵歌》有没有相关类似的事情提到这方面的问题
？So it's one of the Gita verses that Gurudev quoted, as one of the three verses.That we should keep in our heart.
那么实际上的话，形容呢，就是《不在梵歌》一个世界呢，是 Gurudev 引证的哈，那么是我们重要的三个世界之一了。
And Vasanti will sing it.
Vasanti 可以唱出来。
Duke Svanu Vignamana Suke Suvigitas Priha Pitarago Baya Baya Krodha Sita Dirmuni Ruchate.
It was a trick question because I asked Gurudev on the morning walk and he quoted
this morning.
This morning he quoted these three shlokas.
Wow, we're in the Anugatya.
We're in the Anugatya.
256.
This is 256 Bhagavad Gita.
那么呢哈，这是第二章的哈，这个五十六世界。
And the homework assignment for everyone here is to memorize this verse when you get home.
我给你们的家庭作业，回家后把这个世界背下来。
The meaning is.One who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst the threefold miseries.
那么一个人哈，就算呢受遭受呢三重苦哈，心意呢也不受骚扰。
The threefold miseries are miseries of the body and mind, miseries caused by other living entities, and miseries caused by nature.
那么这三重苦呢，包括哈由我们自身的身体以及心意导致的自身苦，由他人哈其他生物体给你导致的痛苦叫他身苦，以及呢哈由大自然呢或半神人导致的痛苦。
And one who is not elated when there is happiness, material happiness.
如果一个人哈，因为呢物质的快乐而呢哈，不会呢哈，就是说呢，欣喜若狂啊。
And who is free from attachment, fear, and anger.
也呢哈，免于呢这个呢依附以及愤怒。
He is understood to be a sage of steady mind.
那么他可以呢哈，被称为呢心意啊稳固的一位圣人。
Another verse to answer Giri Maharaj's question.
那么另外一个好回答呢 ，Giri Maharaj 这个问题的是解释。
Find in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
那么我们可以在呢哈《不在梵歌》第五章呢寻找到这个世界。刚才是第二章五十六世界哈，大家回去可以呢看一看这个世界，关于心意哈等等方面的问题。
Krishna tells Arjuna that don't blame me, Krishna, for any suffering that you have.
Krishna said to Arjuna, "Don't blame me."
Well, not in those words.I'm trying to find that verse. You know where it is, Maharaj?
No.
Here it is. I got it. Okay.
What is it?
515.
那么第五章的第十五十节。
Krishna says, Nor does the Supreme Lord assume anyone's sinful or pious activities.
Assume.
Take the responsibility for.
那么哈，自尊性格神手的话呢，哈，对别人的这个呢。罪恶或者是呢，就是说善行的话呢，并没有哈负责任的，不负责任的。
Embodying beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance that covers their real knowledge.
但是体库灵魂的话呢，却受迷惑哈，因为呢，这个呢哈愚昧啊来覆盖了他们的智慧。
So we can't think if I'm in any situation, well, Krishna's at fault with this because he's the supreme controller of everything.
所以呢，我们不要以为哈，我们如果哈境况很糟糕的话呢，就应该 Krishna 来负责任哈，因为他是自尊性格神手。
But no, Krishna gave me independence. He said, "I want you to be with me, become my devotee, honor me, worship me, offer your obeisances to me." But we wanted to do something else.
那么实际上呢 ，Krishna 哈把这个独立性给了我们哈，但是呢，他想要我们哈去崇拜他，去服务他。去呢供奉哈、食物给他等等，但是呢，我们却呢哈有自己的事做了。
As Prabhupada said, we wanted to be imitation gods with imitation god consciousness.
所以的话呢 ，Prabhupada 也提到了哈，我们想呢哈模仿神的自觉哈，模仿神。
So, embodied beings, however, he says that nor does the Supreme Lord take any responsibility for one's sinful or pious activities.
所以这里面讲的话，无论一个人的虔诚活动还是罪恶活动的话，自尊主呢并不当负责任的。
It's the embodied beings who are bewildered because of the ignorance that covers their real knowledge due to them making the wrong choice of turning away from Krishna and looking to enjoy matter.
那么就是体困灵魂因为愚昧的覆盖导致的迷惑他们选择背离 Krishna 选择另外一个方向。
When, however, one is enlightened by the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed,
但是一个人如果得觉悟的话这种觉悟导致他能够铲除他的愚昧。
Then this knowledge, transcendental knowledge of Krishna and our relationship with him,
那么这种超然知识关于我们跟 Krishna 关系的超然知识。
This knowledge lights up and reveals everything, just as the sun reveals everything in the daytime.
那么这种知识他们将照亮一切的揭示一切那么就像太阳在白天照亮一切一样。
So, here's my hand.
像我现在 my hand? 手在这儿。
Can you see that my hand is in the light, right? It's lit up.
那么你看到我的手是在被阳光照亮的。
Why is it lit up? Because it's facing the light.
那么为什么因为它是面向光线的。
Now, if you can see my hand, can you see my hand, everybody?
如果我这样摆过来，你能看到我的手面吗？
The bottom of my hand, not the top.
就是手掌面。
What's the difference between the bottom of my hand now and now?
那么现在就是说摆上和摆下，这个区别在什么呢？
And now.
区别在哪里
？Doctor，
啊 ？It's a different direction.
Well, what's the difference in the color? Here's one color.
那么也是颜色也会变化，这样子会亮
This is light.
这样呢会阴暗面
Why? Because I'm facing the light, and because I'm facing away from the light.
那么因为这样子的话我是面向这个光线的那么这样子的话是背向这个光。
So Krishna is saying here that.It's not my fault. The sun is there waiting for us to turn to it.
所以的话Krishna 讲到
The living entity is bewildered by the darkness of ignorance that covers his real knowledge.
他说不是我的错因为太阳总在那里就说只是生物体体困的灵魂他们出于愚昧就躲开了这个光线就说背向背光。
So Sri Guru is not a human being. He's manifestation of God himself.
所以真正的 Sri Guru 神圣的灵性导师的话他不是一个普通的人而是神的代表
And he comes to reveal God's knowledge
他们来的话是揭示关于神的知识
Which lights up and reveals everything as the sun reveals everything in the daytime
那么这种知识可以照亮我们整个向我们揭示很多东西那么就像太阳照亮我们一样
Isn't it scary at night like if you're all alone in a dark place?
如果你们黑乎乎的你们会不会觉得很害怕在
Did anybody ever get scared in the dark?
有没有人在黑夜的时候害怕过害怕过
Now what happens when you turn on the light? Are you scared anymore?
如果你们再把灯打开的话会怕吗
Nope
不会的
Right So We turned away from Krishna We turned away from the light God had his light Nescience his darkness And then we became full of ignorance
所以当我们背离主背离光的话背光的时候我们就充满了愚昧恐惧
So Krishna says when however one is enlightened by the knowledge which reveals everything that knowledge lights up everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime
所以这里面讲的一个人就拥有这种超然知识的时候那么这种知识就像阳光一样照亮一切
Even if one has been the most sinful of sinners
就像一个人是呢罪人中之罪人
He did the worst stuff
做了最下流的事
He ate snakes Even if he ate snakes
他吃蛇的好
Even if he ate chocolate covered beetles and lobsters
Lobsters
Like crab
Crabs Even if he ate crabs
就是虾那个蟹这些东西就是那个
When he's situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge
那么就像他如果登上了超然之舟
now, this boat on the ocean. When one is situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge,
当一个人登上了这个超然知识之舟
then he can cross over the ocean of all miseries.
那么就能够跨越所有痛苦之洋
And Vasanti will sing that verse.
Vasanti 可以唱一下这个诗句啊。
A piche da si pa pe do, sarve do pa pa krita maha.Gyanagni Sarvakarma
Sarva, we just merged.
Sarva, Jnana Plaveneva, Vijanam Santarishasi. What does it mean, Vasanti?
One who is situated on the boat.
You can pan the. Yeah.
One who is situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge can cross over all. Cross over the ocean of material.
Louder? One who is situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge, even if he's been the most sinful of sinners, he can cross over the ocean of all miseries.
所以一个人就算他是罪人中之罪人就最糟糕那个了一旦他登上这个超然知识之舟那么也可以跨越这个痛苦生死痛苦之洋
That's Bhagavad Gita 4:36
那么这是佛家梵歌第四章的36节
And then what to speak of Bhagavad Gita 4:35
那么35节
That also answers Giri Maharaj's question
回答这个问题的
Yajgatvana puna mohan evam yashishi pandava yashishi pandava yena bhutani sheshani draksha shatmanyato mai Vasanti will tell you what that means loudly she will tell you Because the previous verse says, if one approaches a spiritual master, surrenders to him, inquire from him submissively, and render service to him, then he will give you knowledge because he has seen the truth.
那么前面就是说第四章的34节的话就提到一个人应该去靠近一个觉悟的灵性导师因为他已经面见人真理所以能够授予你真知那么他紧接着他刚才唱的那是35节 前面唱的那是36节
So the next verse tells you what happens to you when you get that knowledge that the spiritual master gave you because you surrendered to him.
所以的话后面的世界紧接着就讲到如果你皈依这样的一位灵性导师会有什么样的结果
Vasanti
One who has received this knowledge will never again fall into illusion.
One who has received this knowledge from a bona fide spiritual master, yes, will never again fall into illusion.
那么一旦从一个这样的灵性导师那里获得这种超然知识，一个人再也不会fallen again.
He won't fall again into illusion.
那么再也不会坠入幻觉之中.
Na puna mohan, never again fall into illusion.
那么他再也不会坠入这个幻觉.
Now we're going to find out what that illusion is.
那么我们要知道这个幻觉是什么.
He sees all living entities. As parts and parcels of me, Krishna says.
那么这种人的话，他将把所有众生都看成我的一部分。He
sees that they're in me and they're mine.
那么他们也看到众生在我之内，我也在他们中。Therefore,
what anybody else does to me is coming from Krishna.
所以任何发生事情发生在我身上，实际上这些东西都来自Krishna。
So I'll never be in illusion that this one's my enemy, this one's my friend, my enemy. My relative,
我们,
and that one's my food. Yes, the cow.
我们不要有那种幻觉，就是说这个人是我敌人，这个人是我的朋友，我的亲戚，我的牛等等。
But rather, that one belongs to Krishna. That one's in Krishna.
而是呢,
so it's Krishna who's doing everything to me.
我们有这种视觉，说这个人是属于Krishna的，我们都在Krishna之中。 那么Krishna这种事情发生在我身上，也是Krishna安排的。那我就不会为我自己受苦，在别人身上找茬。
Now one last one, when Krishna tells Arjuna, if you follow my instructions, hearing me, then I'll protect you from all miseries, all difficulties. What's that one? What verse? 18?
1865.
Louder.
Mat prashada turishisi.
1865, we're going there right now, everybody. 1865. Mat Prashada Parishasi. That means by my mercy you'll be delivered from all dangers. All difficulties.
讲到好，急着我的人之后，你将从所有的好这个呢危险和困难中哈，就是说呢解脱出来。这是他说第十八章六十五十节。
And if you don't listen to me,
那么如果你不听从我的话呢
？Atachetvam, ahankaram. If out of false ego you don't listen to me,
如果出于假我哈，你没有听从我的话
，then what happens? You are lost. L-O-S-T, lost.
那么你哈就会迷失。那么这里面讲的。
But it's not 1865.
Well, that means 56.
And it's not 1866.
56.
And it's not
1867.
1856?
Hmm? 56. 56.
56. Okay, we'll give that a try.
Somewhere in that.
Yes, here it is. 1858.
第十八章哈，五十八十节。
If you become conscious of me.
如果你自觉我全然自觉我
You'll pass over the obstacles, all the obstacles of conditioned soul, conditioned life by my mercy.
那么急着我的人之后，你将呢跨越呢所有受条件限制的生活的所有困难和险阻。
If, however, you do not work in this consciousness,
如果呢你没有具备这种自觉的话
，but act through false ego,
而出于假我来行动
，not hearing me,
不听从我
，you will be lost,
你将迷失。嗯。
So as Gurudev said in Australia,
那么 Gurudev 在澳大利亚也讲过
he pointed, he said, don't blame, who is it? Leela Sukh, don't blame Vrajabalabha. He said, and he pointed to his own chest and he said, you are the cause of all your suffering.
那么呢当时呢澳大利亚呢奉献者呢 Gurudev 呢就指着对那奉献者说你不要指着这个某某奉献者就可能当地及负责人呢你不要指责他哈，你们要知道的哈，你们 you are the cause of your misery， 你们是自己哈，你们才是你们自己受苦的原因。
I'm sure there are others, but
当然还有其他世界哈，但是我们就是举了这几个世界来回答这个问题。
Now, if there are no other questions, we'll continue the overview.
One question here.
奉献者看作是自己的那一个看作是自己那样子对待，但是在奉献者当中也有一些不是说十分好的联谊，例如说有一些人很喜欢说闲话啦，批评别人啦，还有一些那个哲学上的一些分歧啦，这些人的话，我认为是不是很好的联谊，我尽量去不跟他们在一起，那可以吗？
You mentioned about that we should consider other devotees to be like us, no different from us. But sometimes we find that some devotees, they have the habit to gossip, or you know that we have different understanding about the philosophy. We could not, you know, like we cannot come together, and can we just keep distance and you know, be respectful, Anna.
So let me see if I understood the question properly.
首先我要看看我明不明白你的问题先哈。
On one hand, we're supposed to see others as non-different from ourselves.
一方面我们要把别人看成跟我们没有分别。
And don't give preference to ourselves if somebody else needs help in devotional service.
Preference.
Me first.
Yeah. 那么我们也不会把自己当作呢优先考虑就当别人需要帮助的时候，我们应该帮忙的。
But sometimes if others are gossiping, or criticizing others.
但是呢有时候我们发现有的奉献者呢有是非闲聊啊或是呢在批评另外一个奉献者的话。
Or presenting a wrong philosophy.
或是呢给一些呢错误的哲学的指导给我们。
What should be our relationship with them?
我们跟这种奉献者是什么关系呢
?We should also, again, not think that, they're our enemy or that They're the cause of my suffering. I'm the cause of my suffering.
那么首先我们要知道哈，他也不是你的哈，就是说呢，敌人啊， 而他也不是你受苦的原因，而我才是我自己受苦的原因。
They are also acting under the modes of nature.
因为呢，本身这些奉献者的话呢，也在呢物质自然形态的这个影响下呢，哈，行动的。
So I need to protect myself from hearing gossip or criticism.
首先，我们得保护自己哈，免于呢聆听过多的这些是非闲聊哈，还有批评别人这些话语。
And therefore, I'll avoid a situation where I'm forced to hear that.
那么我们必须避开呢哈，这些呢不得已的情况哈，来呢聆听这些哈不想听的东西。
Because if I hear criticism or speak criticism or gossip,
如果呢我聆听呢哈这些呢批评或是呢哈是非闲聊的话。
All the bad qualities of what I'm gossiping about and what I'm criticizing will come to me.
那么我们所呢哈连聊的一些人呢哈坏品质啊，或是呢批评别人的坏品质，这些东西都会到我们这身上来。
It doesn't matter whether the other person has the bad faults that I'm criticizing or not, but just by thinking about those bad faults, they'll come in me.
那么呢，不要说哈别人身上有没有这个错误哈，有没有这个呢哈这个品质。你只是急着哈，你说他批评他，那么你说的这个坏品质的话呢，因为你想的那么多了，所以呢，他就进到你心里面。
This is called a bridge, creating a bridge creative set of consciousness. I'm making a bridge to those qualities by my consciousness in them.
那么 Gurudev 也说哈，这就是呢搭的心桥哈，就是你急着你的心里面想的哈，冥想的东西的话呢，那么你跟这东西呢沟通了，就是连接上了，搭上了。
One should not praise or criticize the activities of conditioned souls, because by criticizing or praising them, one focuses on the dualities of Maya, and therefore it gets implicated and it will fall down.
那么呢，这个世界讲到哈，一个人不要呢去呢批评或赞赏。两种都不要哈，要不得的。批评和赞赏呢，一个呢受条件限制的灵魂它的活动，因为呢，如果你这样做的话呢 ，if you by doing this you will
or praising the qualities of other conditioned souls, one implicates himself. These qualities will come to oneself, and therefore, because you're focusing on the dualities and not on the reality that is source.
那么因为呢你批评或赞赏呢一个呢受条件限制灵魂的这个品质的话呢，你将会呢吸纳这些品质，然后呢这些品质的话呢都是关于呢物质双重性的，它没有关乎呢灵性的真相的，所以因此的话呢你就会堕落。
This is a very important verse and I would like to add a PS to that.
那么呢我呢就是说这个是非常重要的事情，我就恳求你们就都要去呢记住学习。
Most of the devotees are conditioned souls.
因为呢，大部分呢，哈，奉献者我们要知道都是受条件限制灵魂来的。
We should praise them in their attempts to do bhakti.
当我们哈在他们呢哈尝试去做奉爱的途这个尝试里面的话，我们应该鼓励他们哈，应该呢赞赏他们。
If we see somebody's trying to preach the philosophy to somebody else, then we can tell them after, Oh, you're such a good preacher. I hope you can preach all over China because you do so well. You have so much compassion for others.
如果的话，我们看到别人的话，这个试图的话去向那些人哈传播呢这个奉爱的哲学等等，我们应该哈鼓励他哈赞赏他，就说呢，我发现你是个很好的传教者哈，你应该的话去呢去中国哈，就是说呢传播这个哲学。
And that will encourage and empower them to want to do more for Gurudev.
那么这种呢赞赏的话呢会呢哈就是说呢赐予哈他能力和能量的话呢，或鼓舞他哈去做这些事情，服务 Gurudev。
So we don't want to be in a situation as Lakshmi Priya was asking about, where we're hearing gossip or criticism.
那么我们当然不希望自己哈在呢 Lakshmi Priya 弟弟哈刚才提到的处境里面，就是被迫呢去聆听一些垃圾哈，一些呢是非闲聊，还有呢批评别人的话。
We can try and give that person nectar.But if they don't want to take the nectar and they only want to give gossip and criticism,
如果呢，当然我们想给甘露给别人哈，但是如果一个人哈只是不断的批评别人或是哈闲聊的话
，then we can tell them that you're a transcendental personality, and for you to say these things, you don't get affected. But because I'm a conditioned soul, if I'm hearing this, then I'm going to get all the qualities that you're mentioning. That's what Gurudev said, so I can't hear this.
那么你可以哈恳求他哈，他说我觉得哈你是一个超然的人物哈，你说这些话的话呢哈没有不会受影响的，但是呢我是个受条件限制的灵魂来的， 咕噜爹讲，就是如果你我听了这些东西的话呢，我呢会吸收这些品质的哈，所以呢对不起哈，我不想再听了。
But if they persist, then we avoid that association. But don't criticize them because then we'll become like them tomorrow.
因为呢哈，当然如果那么他们继续哈这种的活动的话呢，我们不要批评他们哈，但是我们可以保持距离。如果批评的话呢，你也同样你会发展这种类似的品质出来。
Do you all know?
我们想看 Guru 的那个更多的书，因为 Guru 的国家瓦坛的翻译，希望那些师兄师姐尽快给我们翻译国家梵歌。
They want to read more books of Guru Dev, like Bhagavad Gita of Guru Dev's version, you know. So they ask to request the translators to be like giving them more like this kind of literatures. Yeah, can offer this kind of literature.
They're all working very hard, but it's very hard to translate.
Actually, Yashoda already finished the translation, a bit editing, you know.
Yeah, editing and translating takes a long time.
Such a long time. 那么实验这本书呢，这个基础的这个翻译呢已经完成了哈，就是 Yashoda 弟弟呢已经完成了，但是我们需要呢这个哈加工的，就是说呢需要呢这个编辑啊，需要整理啊等等。那么这也是呢花很长时间的，因为现在没有足够的人力呢去做这方面的这个事情，已经有几个呢哈这个奉献者呢在那不断的在那翻呢。
Because those who are already translating and editing are working already full time, I don't know if they can go faster.
因为呢有的哈奉献者的话呢，像香港的奉献者，他们在呢翻译的同时哈也在呢做全职的工作，也在维系自己的生活，就他们做的是义务做的。所以你不能够就是说太过于的哈，催促他们一切全力以赴。
But I have a suggestion.
当然我有一个建议了哈。
Now that you've all been empowered by Srila Gurudev,
现在你们已经哈得到 Gurudev 的授权。
When you go back to your cities, you're going to be naturally sharing the wealth that he's given you.
那么你们回到自己城市哈，去跟人家自然的分享哈他给你的一些东西。
So you can try and also make devotees out of people.Who are bilingual, English and Chinese.
所以的话呢，如果有机会接受到一些人物，就是说呢能够发展成奉献者，他们呢能够呢懂两种语言的，英文和中文。
Make them devotees and send them to the translation editing team for training.
如果能够发展这些人，可以呢让他加入我们的翻译小组，我们有各种服务的团队，那么让他们得到更好的训练，也可以做服务。
But here's something that's more immediate.And very easy to do.
那么有一个很简单的哈可以做的事情。
There are certain devotees like Jamuna and Nanda Nandan Prabhu.
他说有的
Uttam Prabhu
有的奉献者哈，像我还有 Nanda 哈，还有呢 Uttam Prabhu Rita Rita 弟弟 ，Yeah, translating so fast.
Who are very expert, as you can see, in immediately speaking what they've heard or read.
那有的人呢可以呢就是即场翻译那种，就是说听了英文呢可以立即翻译的。
So now publicly in front of the deities, we request these devotees.
那么在神像面前，我们请求这些奉献者
to take something like an hour a day, 3 hours a week, whatever the case may be.
那么一天花一个小时也好，又是一个星期花三个小时也好。
And very sweetly and dramatically.
非常甜美的声音，非常的有戏剧的声音。
Look at the Gita or any other book of Gurudev.
可以呢，看着 Gurudev 的书念。
And translated verbally on the spot.
直接就说呢翻译。
Into a tape recorder.
然后呢就是翻译在呢这个呢
With
带里面。
With good sound.
以声音好的声音。
And that will become an audio book.
那么会成为呢我们可以听的书。
And these audio books, somebody could even put Indian music in the background.
那么这些读的书哈，可以呢放呢英文的哈，这个呢，音乐啊，这个音乐在背景。
Goodbye, everybody. See you soon. Have a good trip.
Beijing devotee all.